Blog Talk Radio.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How great are you, God, in the midst of sickness and pain. How great are you, God. You give us peace, God, in the midst of sickness and pain, God. You are still a great God. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome again to another Kingdom Builders International broadcast. In the midst of the sickness and pain, will come on every fourth and second Thursday at 7 p.m. with the host evangelist Dana Hanna. Glory to God. I give a shout out for everyone who has called in on the phone line and for all the internet listeners. Just sit back and listen to the powerful prayers and scriptures and healing confessions, and let them just marinate in your spirit. Glory be to God. Glory to God. He's truly a great God. Hallelujah, 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 and glory to God. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just humble myself unto you, Lord God. I just pray that you just use me as the vessel that you have called me to be. I yield to you tonight, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you will pray through me, that you will speak through me, that you will penetrate the heart of someone that need an encouraging word, that someone that need a strength as they go through. Glory be to God, with sickness and pain in their body, knowing, I know that you are the peace in the midst of the pain. Father God, I give you all the praises. I don't know about all the honor, and all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, over the phone lines, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you would just prick somebody's heart today, Father God, and strengthen them in you, Lord God, that their faith grow a little bit stronger to you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you will get the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that testimony will come forth, God. I pray that that Jesus will be glorified through you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Thank you, God. Your word, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, says in James 5:16b, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. Fervent, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I know that I am a righteous woman of God, glory be to God. And I know that I have been through trials and tribulations in my body for over 35 years with sickness and pain, and it's tasked me to walk in the gift of the healing that God has deposited in me and pray for others in the midst of what I'm going through. Glory be to God. So as I pray tonight and I read healing scriptures and healing confessions, glory be to God. I'm praying with the electronic team unit on because it's pain shooting through my arms and my back. Glory be to God. Glory to God. So I know what you are going through. If you are going through sickness and pain in your body, glory be to God. But I also know that in the midst of the pain, God will give you peace. When I first came to the body of Christ over 15 years ago, my body was so racked with pain. I was searching, God, so much pain. I had been in pain since I was 12, but at this time, it was all over my body, and I had to stop working. So I went searching. And over my 15 years of searching, I have found out that in the midst of the pain, there is peace. God has done some miracles in my life. He has raised me up off the sick bed where I'm just not in a bed laying down counting spots on the ceiling. Glory be to God. He healed me from hepatitis C. Glory be to God. The doctor said I had rheumatoid arthritis about 10 years ago. I just took a blood test. The blood test showed I have no rheumatoid arthritis in my blood. Glory be to God. So God gets the praises and honor and glory. But tonight, I want to encourage you. I want to cry out with you that there is peace in the midst of the pain. So Heavenly Father, Father God, I come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And there will be a lot of prayers tonight also. Father, according to your word in John 14:14, if we ask anything in your name, and you, Lord, you said that you would do it. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, first of all, I ask you to forgive us of any sins that we have done. And what? Thought or deed in the name of Jesus. And if you sin this prayer, tell God your sins. Put it before the Lord. Jesus is the Lord of our life. Jesus, yes, you are. Sickness and disease have no power over us. We receive life through your word, and it flows to every organ of our body, bringing life, health, and healing. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. Therefore, we give no place to sickness or pain. We thank you, Lord, that our pathway is life, healing, and health, because Jesus bore our infirmities and he bore our sickness. Therefore, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the life of God flow in us. It brings life to every fiber in our being within us. It brings healing to every fiber of our being. And of course, of 1 Peter 2:24, Lord God, I thank you. The reality is our flesh restored every cell to our bodies. We thank you, Jesus, for boring our sin in your body on the tree. So we have died to sin, that we may live righteousness. And I thank you, Father, that by your stripes we are healed. And we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to confess. Some things I may say over again, because it needs to just penetrate your spirit. It needs to penetrate our spirit. I'm not just praying for you. I'm praying for me too. Glory be to God. Our bodies is a temple of the Holy Ghost. We make a demand on the body to release the right chemicals and hormones. Our body is in perfect chemical balance. We speak it into their soul in Jesus' name. Every organ and tissue of our body function in the perfection that God created it to function. We forbid any malfunctions in our bodies in Jesus' name. Arthritis, you must go. Harmful bacteria and viruses and fungus, you must go. We command them to die in Jesus' name. Tumors cannot exist in us in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that our heart is strong. Our hearts beat with the rhythm of life. Our blood flows to every cell of our bodies. Restore life and health abundantly. We command our body cells to destroy every disease, every germ and every virus that tries to inhibit our bodies. We command every cell of our bodies to be normal in Jesus' name. There's power in our words. The Bible says there's death and life in our tongue. We speak life over us today. We curse anything of death that we ever spoke over our bodies, over our lives in Jesus' name. We stand strong and united, and we come against the spirit of infirmities and sickness and pain, and we thank you, Lord God, as it manifests, God, as you are restoring us, God, that we will dwell in the peace of the Holy Spirit, things that is good and lovely and good rapport and praiseworthy, and we shall think of new things, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak into the bones and joints of our body. We call them normal in Jesus' name. Our bones and joints will not respond to any disease. We make a demand on our bodies and our bones to produce perfect marrows. We make a demand on the marrows to produce pure blood that will wash sickness and disease. Our bones refuse any offense of the curse. We make a demand on our joints to function perfectly. There will be no pain or swelling in our joints in Jesus' name. Our joints refuse to allow anything that will hurt or destroy their normal function in Jesus' name. We demand that every internal organ perform a perfect work in our bodies in Jesus' name. Father God, it is said in Matthew 18, whatever we bind or loose on earth shall be bound or loose in heaven. So in the name of Jesus, we ban all Satan, evil, wicked, demonic, lying, perverted, unclean, religious, strong men in Jesus' name, including all spiritual strong men of infections, of viruses, of cancer, of abnormal cells, of radio cells, or abnormal growth, lesions of any kind, spams of any kind, pain of any kind, trauma, shock, sickness, disorder and disease of any kind, affliction of any kind, infirmities or inflammation of any kind, in any part of our body. We ask you, God, to force them out of us now, all sickness, all disease, all inflammation, all infirmity, all afflictions of any kind, all abnormal cells, all radical cells, all abnormal growth, and force them away from us in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. We continue to speak, God. Father God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus Christ to release your healing virtue, your miracle virtue into our bodies, your healing anointing, your miracle anointing into our bodies, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Father God, make us whole. Restore every organ, every cell, every gland, every muscle, every ligament, every bone in our bodies, and bring everything into total alignment, complete alignment, the way you created us, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Father God, we ask you to empower any medication, supplement, vitamin, or herb that we have taken to do the work you intended for it to do. We pray that you will destroy and nullify any allergic reaction, any advanced side effects that any medication, supplement, vitamin, herb, or combination of these things may cause in the name of Jesus. We ask you to destroy any adverse side effects of any radiation treatment, any chemotherapy treatment. We ask you, God, to destroy any advanced side effects from any organs, any cells, any glands, from our vision, our sight, our mind, our hearing, from any part of our body. Father God, give us clarity of vision, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of hearing, and knowing your voice in Jesus' name. So as you speak to us, God, as you speak to us, we will hear you. As you tell us what to do, we will hear you. As you speak peace into our spirit, we cast out every thought and every half thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, God, in our life. When the enemy tries to speak to us and speak to our man and say you in pain, we rebuke them both in Jesus' name. We walk in our divine healing, God. We receive it in Jesus' name. Reading healing scriptures and saying healing confessions will help us to stand in faith for our healing. God's word says that whatever you say, whatsoever you say, ask in prayer, believing you receive it. Believing you receive it. So when did you receive your healing? Did you get that point of contact? So from this day, if it's today, I believe I received it. And when the enemy try to come to you with sickness or pain, you got to tell him, I received my healing that Jesus bore for me over 2,000 years ago. I counsel you, sickness and pain. You have to encourage yourself. You got to speak to it. You got to, no matter how your flesh try to make you feel, because the Bible's going back how my flesh made me feel, I would not be on this broadcast right now today. But I have to do what God called me to do, knowing in the midst of the pain, he will direct me, he will lead me, he will guide me, so I can encourage you. And I can love on you. Yes, I know it hurts. Yes, I know you're tired of taking pills. Yes, I know that things in your life is limited because of certain sicknesses that the enemy tried to put on us. But I encourage you to just stay in the peace of God. Say healing scriptures. If you got one scripture, you just say it over and over and over and over again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God said he would deliver us out of all of them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God said he would deliver us out of all of them. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God said he would deliver us out of all of them. And he is not a man that he shall lie. Glory to God. We have to stand and stand strong. Glory to God in the midst of the pain. Glory to God. So in the name of Jesus, we believe in the unshakable and external power in the word of God. We believe that life and death is in the power of our tongue. We believe that we can make confessions unto life with the power in our tongue. Psalms 107:20 says that your Father God will send his word to heal us, and his word will not return us to him void. So, Father God, Proverbs 103 and 3 says, God forgive all and heals all our disease. So we thank you, God, for forgiving us and healing all our diseases. Tonight we call it things that be not as though they were. We walk in the spirit and we will not fulfill the lust of our flesh, no matter how the stinking flesh try to hurt. You said that you forgive all and you heal all our diseases. Psalms 30 and 2 says, Lord, it is written in your word that if I cry out to you, that you will heal me. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out to you tonight, God, to take away the pain, Lord God. We cry out to you tonight, God, for supernatural healing. We cry out to you tonight, God, for divine healing, God. We cry out to you tonight, God, because we know that you are able, God. We know that you are able to do infinity above all that we can ask or think of, imagine, God. We know that you are a healer, God. We know that you are a healer. Your word says you healed the woman with the issue of blood, God. After she suffered, Lord, it is written in your word that you will take away from us all sickness in Deuteronomy 7 and 15. We put your remembrance of your word, God. We put a demand on your word, We got to receive it. We got to believe it. We got to walk in it. Jeremiah 33:6. You, Lord, will bring help and healing. It was your word, say God. We marinate on your word, God, on your healing scriptures. We're going to keep marinating until they just burst in our spirit. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 58:8 says, Lord, your word say, bring forth speedily. Speedily, God. We thank you for healing that's bringing forth speedily, God. We thank you for right now healing. Right now, faith. Speedily, God. Lord, you said that if we depart from evil, we will have health to our flesh and strength to our bones. Proverbs 3:78. So, Father God, I pray that the ones that hear my voice have departed from evil, that their health will spring forth speedily, God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you said that if we serve you, you would take sickness away from us. Exodus 23:25. You put your members of your word, God. If you're not serving Father, God, serve the Lord. If you have not confessed him as your Lord and Savior, you will have a chance to do that before the broadcast is over. Glory to God. We cry out to you, O Lord, and you will heal us. That's what it says in Psalms 30:2. We cry out, God. We thank you that in the midst of the sickness and pain that you are our strength, God. We thank you that you are our comforter, the Holy Spirit that's in us. But we cry out tonight, God. We cry out to you, God. Your word said to go onto the highways and the byways and compel men to come in, God. But we need healing in our bodies so we can have the strength to do so, God. So we cry out to you, Father God, so we can be even stronger servants for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our bodies is healthy and strong and not plagued by any human illnesses. Psalm 73:4-5. The Lord will bring to us health and healing, and we will enjoy abundance and security. Jeremiah 33:6. Thank you, Father God, that the afflictions of the righteous are many, but you will deliver us from all of them. Psalm 34:19. And we thank you, Lord God, and I almost see you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that your word will strengthen our weak hands and strengthen our feeble knees. Job 4:3-4. We thank you, God, Father, that you will heal all our sickness and disease. Matthew 4:23-24. We thank you, Lord, for seeing our ways and healing us and restoring our calm. Isaiah 57:58. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We receive it in our spirits tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Jesus, you are our Lord, the Lord of our life. Sickness and disease have no power over us. We are forgiven and we are free from sin and guilt. We are dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Colossians 1:21-22. Jesus bore our sickness in his bodies on the tree. Therefore, we are dead to sin and alive unto God, and by his stripes we are healed and made whole. Romans 6:11 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. Glory to God. Just receive it in your spirit. Just receive it in your spirit.
let the scriptures burst out in your spirit. Hallelujah. To the normal thing, just think, just marinating in your mind. Thank you for the peace, God. I thank you that we have the mind to receive your word tonight, God. You bore our sickness and carried our diseases, our pain. Therefore, we know we give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed us in Psalms 107:20. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you, Lord God, have given your angels charge of us. They keep us in all our ways. Path is life, healing, and health. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to speak that to your spirit again. Receive it, and I will see you. No evil will befall us, nor shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you, Lord God, have given your angels charge over us. They keep us in all our ways. In all pathways, life, healing, and health. Glory be to God. Psalms 91:10 and Proverbs 12:28. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness. For we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our bodies. The life of God flows within us, bringing healing to every fiber of our being. Matthew 8:17 and John 6:63. I'm going to quote that again. Just take a breather. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our sickness. Therefore, we refuse to allow sickness to dominate our bodies. The life of God flows within us, bringing healing to every fiber of our being. Glory be to God. I speak that today, God. I speak strength over somebody that don't have strength right now, God. I strong in you, God. I speak right now that they will receive your word and meditate on your word tonight, God. I come against everything that the enemy has sent against their mind in the name of Jesus. I speak life to every dry bone in their body. They shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. I command every bone to connect in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I take authority over headaches in Jesus' name, over backaches in Jesus' name, and I right now I speak strength to your body in the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority over migraines. You shall see some in Jesus' name. I speak to every sickness in our bodies, and I command it to leave in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I speak to diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, heart attacks, strokes, multiple sclerosis. Be removed and cast into the sea in Jesus' name. I speak to hearts and kidneys and backs and lungs and liver problems. Be removed and cast into the sea in Jesus' name. And also tonight, we're going to do communion. Yes, we're going to do communion. My pastor does communion after every church service. You can do communion at home. If you do not have grape juice, unsalted crackers, get you some bread, get you some water. But in the next 2 weeks, get you some grape juice and some crackers. And we're going to bless that. And we're going to have the Lord communion together. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse of infirmities, sickness, and premature death off our bodies in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break every curse of witchcraft and destruction over our bodies from both sides of our families in Jesus' name. I take authority over arthritis, pain, and rheumatoid arthritis. You must go in Jesus' name. I command all pain to leave our bodies in Jesus' name. I come against skin conditions in Jesus' name. I speak to infections in our bodies in Jesus' name. I speak to breathing conditions, asthma, hay fever, sinusitis, bronchitis, chest congestion, pneumonia, and I call you out in Jesus' name. Joint conditions and pain must go in Jesus' name. I come against nervous conditions, insomnia, acid reflux. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love in a sound manner. I speak to digestive disorders, allergies to food. You have no place in our bodies in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for healing and delivering us from all sickness and pain. In Jesus' name, we believe you, God, for miracles of healing in our bodies and in our families. In Jesus' name, I break any addiction to pain pills. In Jesus' name, you do not need a pain pill to go to sleep. I take authority over that addiction in Jesus' name. Sleeping pills, I take authority over it. In Jesus' name, I speak life to your body. You shall rest in the bosom of the Lord. Tonight, and I speak it so. I speak a sound man over you. I come against every attack of the enemy that he has sent against your man. In Jesus' name, and I cancel the attack. Of course, I speak you have the man of Christ. But I'll see you, and the fullness of God dwells in you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Miracles, signs, and wonders be released tonight in Jesus' name. Let it flow through the phone lines. Let it flow through the internet tonight in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I will see you, God. Send your word, God. Send your word, God. In Jesus' name. I will see you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for being our strength, God. We thank you, God. That we have peace and surpasses all understanding, God. In the midst of it all, God, we do not lean to our own understanding, God, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you direct our paths, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We'll do some confessions. Confessions bring about possession. Now we receive the healing promise of God in us. And we ask you, God, to command them to begin to be operational in our spirits, soul, and body. Confession means possession. So we have to confess. And our faith is based and anchored on the word of God. We will follow you, God. We will follow your instructions and be blessed with the results that you give us, God. We confess tonight, God, that your word is life and health and healing to our flesh. As we put your word, your medicine into our spirit regularly, it keeps our body well, strong, and able to be victorious over sickness and disease. We confess tonight, God, healing is good. Jesus is still in the healing business. Jesus is our Savior and our healer. Tonight, God, We will keep our eyes upon the word of God. We will not be moved by what we see, hear, or feel. We are not moved. We are moved only by what we believe. And we believe the word of God. I'm going to say that confession again. Get it in your spirit. Confession brings possession. We will keep our eyes upon the word of God. We are not moved by what we see, hear, or feel. We are moved only by what we believe, and we believe the word of God.
We confess God
for our sickness. So there is no need for us to have this. We make a quality decision to walk in this freedom and accept what Jesus has provided for us tonight in Jesus' name. We confess, God, whatsoever we ask our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, he give it to us. We pray and ask our Father for his healing power in Jesus' name. We receive, and our joy is full in you, Father. Our joy is full in you, God. And we thank you, God. We do not lean to our own understanding, God. We believe your word, God. Things soever we desire when we pray, we believe that we receive them and we shall have them. With assurance in you, God, that when we ask anything according to your will, what is in your word, you hear us. Since you hear us, we are confident that we have the request we desire from you. So we are confident right now, God, that our prayer and our confessions, that your word has been received into your bosom. God, we confess tonight. We make a decision this day to walk in the blessings and benefits that you have provided for us, God. We have forgiven all our iniquities. You have forgiven all our iniquities. You have healed all our diseases. You, God, have redeemed our life from destruction. You crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy. God, you satisfy our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like an eagle. We confess that tonight, God. We confess tonight, God, that we are the redeemed of the Lord, and we are saying so. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being a curse for us. We are redeemed from sickness and every disease, and the blessings of Abraham are overtaking us from day to day. We confess that tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Confession brings possession. I want you to prepare for communion. We're going to take communion. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Seven things I want you to remember about your healing. The first one is, it's God's will to heal us. The same Bible that says that he forgives our iniquities also says he heals our diseases. Second, sickness and disease is not from God. Jesus went on about doing good and healing all. God does not need sickness and disease to teach us a lesson. That is why he gave us his word. Sickness and disease is not come from God. Thirdly, see yourself well. I see myself praise dancer. After I speak, I'm come against anything that I have spoken tonight. It's hard for me to lift my arms up. They ache like a toothache. The doctor say I have fibromyalgia. I want to praise dance for the Lord. I see myself
just lifting my hands and turning my hands and praise dancing for the Lord. See yourself well. I see myself jogging. I can jog in a swim pool, but other than that, I cannot jog. I see myself jogging. I see myself dancing and spinning in the most before the Lord. Saturate your spirit and mind with the word of God concerning your healing, and it will begin to flow. Dancing before the Lord. No pain. No pills. Thank you, Jesus. Establish a release point from your faith. A release point may be the day hands are laid on you, or after you have been anointed with oil. Or establish a point when you just receive the word. So from now on, you can say, I have received my healing. I believe I am healed. So when you're not going to speak, oh, I feel this way, or I feel that way, how your flesh try to make you feel. You're going to speak, I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my healing. A lot of times people don't know what I'm going through physically because I don't want to speak it. Because it's like once you start speaking and you're telling this person, you're telling that person, you're telling that person, and you put it out there, no. I'm saying the doctors say I have asthma. The doctors say I have fibromyalgia. The doctors say I have chronic sinuses. The doctors say I have this. I do not have that. The doctors say, and I rebuke that, what he said. I do not speak that over me. As you come from a doctor appointment, cancel everything you spoke to the doctor. I do not have high blood pressure. I do not have high cholesterol. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, faith is now 0.5. God is ready today. He wants us to receive our healing today. Don't wait around thinking, maybe someday I'm going to be healed. Reach out by faith and take what is yours. Point number 6, don't talk defeat. From the moment you release your faith for healing, don't talk defeat. Sickness or disease, do not talk defeat. Don't talk about how you feel. Talk about what you believe. What you believe. Do you believe just like you believed when you confess with faith as Christ as your Lord and Savior and you know you're saved? You got to also believe and know that you are healed in Jesus' name. Number 8, stay in the word. The devil may come with thoughts of doubt and unbelief. Resist him by staying in the word. Fill your man and your spirit each day with scriptures concerning your healing. And talk about what you believe. He's going to try you. But the word of God said, resist the devil and he shall flee. As you resist him, as you talk about what you believe, as you stand on the word of God, he will flee. He has already delivered you from so much because you walked away from it, because you didn't want that in your life no more. So we do not have to bow down to what he's trying to put on us concerning healing. For your mighty power that is able to heal all diseases. We thank you, God, for you are the God that healeth thee. Glory to God. And it almost see you. First, as I said, we're going to take communion. But first, I want to pray for people who are not saved. And then I'm going to do the salvation prayer. You can get your communion prepared. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that our family members, our co-workers, our neighbors, the Blog Talk Internet listeners, our congressmen, our mayors, they don't want to see our governors, the bus driver, the store owner,
the ones who do not know you, God, that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, will yield complete control to you and allow you, God, to direct their life and their desires. That they will yield total control of their will to you, God. I pray for salvation. I ask you, Father, to lift the scales of spiritual blindness from their eyes. I cry out for their grace and their mercy, God. Have grace and mercy upon them, God, today, God. I pray, God, have grace upon the ones that do not know what they do, God. Have grace and mercy upon the ones, God, that serve in other idols, God. Have grace and mercy upon the ones, God, they hear you knocking, God, but they hurt their hearts, God. I cry out that you will give them another chance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for loosing the minds and breaking every yoke and setting the captives free, Lord God, in our families, Lord God, our co-workers, our neighbors, Lord God, any listeners on this broadcast, Lord God, over the internet and airways, God, let's go listen to it later in our cast, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for mercy and grace upon them, God, and go back on our own see you, Jesus. And God has been taught, and the word of God says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart you are saved. And you confess it, you are saved. So you can say this after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. I confess that I am a sinner and that I have sinned against you. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins, and I repent for my sins and choose to follow and obey and accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord of my life and to be my Savior. That's all it takes. Welcome to the body of Christ. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. You can let us know it. www.kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com that you made this confession. We will stand in a faith fight with you. If you do not have a Bible, we would love to send you a Bible or MP3 copy of the Bible. Let us know. You are not alone. I pray that you will be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let them see you with rivers of living water flowing down in your belly in the name of Jesus, that you will fathom God's teaching. God-loving pastor, I talk about Shakta in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to do communion. Father God, forgive us for any sins we have done in word, thought, and deed in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Father God, as you have forgiven us, so we forgive those who have sinned against us. So right now, we are examining ourselves. If you want God to forgive, we ask God forgiveness, but we have to release and forgive the ones that we don't want to forgive. God, say, pray for your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. So God, the ones that have wronged us, we release them unto you, God, and we ask you to search our spirit and remove any trace of sin or disobedience from our lives. Today we release from our mental prison anyone who has hurt us in any way, and we ask you to help them spiritually and bless them. So right now, just clear your mind and your heart from all distractions and fully concentrate upon the wonderful grace of God. We're going to breathe in. We're going to breathe out. We're going to let go of all the hurt and the pain that our flesh just makes us so uncomfortable at times. And we're going to continue to trust God. Father God, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to redeem mankind. We thank you that through Christ's suffering, he purchased a threefold redemption for our spirit, soul, and body. So right now, my sisters and brothers in the Lord, take your bread and your juice and just lift it up. Today, God, we ask you to bless this bread that represents the body of Christ. Bless this juice that represents the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, God. Your word says, often as we do this in remembrance of you, God. So right now, God, I just pray your anointing upon everyone that's doing the communion with us, that you would just bless the bread and the wine, God, and that you would take this natural thing and make it a spiritual thing, God, in Jesus' name. So as we take the bread, that represents Jesus' broken body, let us eat together. And as we take the juice that represents the blood of our Lord and Savior, let us drink together. And we thank you, God, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. As we have received this communion, we ask you to bring strength and health to us spiritually and emotionally. No, we thank you for bringing strength and health to us spiritually and emotionally and physically. We thank you that Jesus carried our infirmities. Therefore, we thank you for lifting from us what Jesus has carried from us. We receive unto ourselves virtue, strength, and power, and might. We receive it by faith, and we give you all the praises and honor and glory in the matchless name of Jesus. Glory be to God, and glory be to God. At this time, I'm going to open up the line so if anyone that needs prayer, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Father God, I just thank you that you are truly our strength, God. I thank you, God, that we can marinate in you, God. I thank you, God, that we will speak what we believe in the name of Jesus, God. I come against anything that we have spoken out of our mouth and does not land with your word to our body, God. I curse it from the root as Jesus cursed the fig tree. It would not rise in Jesus' name. I curse it and I speak divine health and healing over us in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of backlash and retaliation, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, that we shall walk in our healing, God, and we will speak what we believe, God, not how we feel. And I thank you, God, for our healing, that Jesus purchased for us over 2,000 years ago. And I thank God for, if no one that has a prayer request, I thank God for everyone that's called in on the internet, over the phone lines, and all the internet listeners. And I thank you, God, that in the midst of the sickness and pain, that we have peace. Glory to God. Love you all. And again, broadcast will come on every second and fourth Thursday, 7 p.m. Tell someone. Glory to God. And good night.
The splendor.